Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Mayorkas articles of impeachment dismissed.
Failed to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Hawaii wildfire report.
Details what can best be described as a power struggle.
Boeing whistleblower on Capitol Hill.
I was told to shut up. I received physical threats.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the U.S. Senate,
the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and the article falls.
Senators then voted to dismiss the second article of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the articles failed to meet the constitutional standard.
I move to adjourn the impeachment trial of Alejandro N. Mayorkas.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said he still believes Mayorkas should be removed from office.
He's probably the least effective and I think most dangerous in terms of his policy implementations of any cabinet secretary in the history of the United States.
The vote on both articles was along party lines, leaving Republicans frustrated and furious that they would not be able to make their arguments during a trial. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti on a just-released Hawaii wildfire report that left 101 people dead in Lahaina.
The Attorney General's 400-page report details what can best be described as a power struggle, pinning state and Maui emergency management officials against the county. Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson and Fire Chief Bradford Ventura repeatedly declined assistance.
The report says the head of the emergency management agency dragged his heels about returning to the island, and communications problems left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. Concerning testimony from whistleblowers before a Senate subcommittee about potentially deadly safety issues in some Boeing planes, CBS's Allison Keyes.
Boeing engineer Sam Salapour testified that
they are putting out defective airplanes.
Adding that Boeing is using brute force to close safety gaps on its 787 planes.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
He says he's faced threats of physical violence. Subcommittee Chair Richard Blumenthal says he wants the Department of Justice to examine
whether criminal prosecution is appropriate.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A motion to consider House Democrats' repeal of the Arizona 1864 abortion law fails. Republican Speaker Ben Thoma.
We have deeply held beliefs, and I would ask everyone in this chamber to respect the fact that some of us believe that abortion is, in fact, the murder of children.
Democratic Representative Alma Hernandez.
The fact that we will not even entertain a motion to allow those who have been raped or pregnant by incest to be able to have an abortion is extremely, extremely disappointing.
Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A source familiar with negotiations tells CBS News that the U.S. and victims of former U.S. gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar are close to finalizing a deal that will resolve claims by victims of Nassar's abuse that the FBI failed to properly investigate allegations of wrongdoing against the doctor. The settlement amount is not yet finalized. During a stop in Pittsburgh, President Biden tells steelworkers that his administration is looking to triple tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports.
Folks, instead of importing foreign products and exporting American jobs, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs.
Asked if he's concerned the metal tariffs will hurt his relationship with China's president, Mr. Biden told reporters no. The Supreme Court makes it easier to sue for job discrimination over forced transfers. Workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some, but not necessarily significant, harm to prove their claims. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Iran's president warns that any response from Israel to Saturday's drone and missile attack will be dealt with fiercely and severely. Israel's war cabinet is still considering its retaliation options. CBS's MTS Taieb in Tel Aviv.
It hasn't said how, clearly not telling its allies how it's going to do it, but it does seem as if that whatever Israel does do, that they have intended, rather, that it's going to be limited in scope and that the hope is that it's not going to spread any further.
Three Russian missiles hit a city in northern Ukraine, killing at least 14 people and injuring more than 60 others. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt has more on the attack in Chernihiv.
Video posted online shows residents having to dive for cover on the side of a road as one strike comes in. Officials say a high-rise building was destroyed and others damaged, including a hospital and a higher education institute. Rescuers have been trying to free survivors from the rubble.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Travelers are getting extra help dealing with delayed or canceled flights. KCBS's Matt Bigler explains.
The Biden administration is allowing 15 states, including California, to investigate complaints about airlines. For example, if a flight is canceled and air travelers are forced to pay more for a rebooking.
If they're not treating people well, then I suppose you better have something to enforce that they do.
If there's a violation of consumer protection laws, state attorneys general can refer the case to the feds for enforcement. The U.S. Department of Transportation says the agreement is a way to increase protections for airline customers amid a boom in air travel. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Southern California workers who help bring Disneyland's characters to life say they've collected enough signatures to support their push for a union and have filed an election petition with the National Labor Relations Board. A vote would likely be held in May or June. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.